Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
A Stop Story brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Tonight, top Christian leaders who served or are currently serving on the National Cathedral Board of Trustees are to face a possible prosecution as the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, Shraj, recommend that they are investigated. This follows Shraj's recommendation of an immediate termination of the National Cathedral construction contract, the contract which Shraj found was illegally awarded to Ribadi Limited in the sum of a staggering $312 million, has been the subject of public controversy following series of publications by NDC MP for North Town, Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa. Now, the MP had claimed that the contract was illegally awarded and the state was releasing public funds for the project without parliamentary approval. Now, the National Cathedral was a central case in the NDC's failed attempt to censure former Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta, who authorized most of the releases. After months of investigation, following a petition filed by the North Town MP, Shraj has now issued its decision. And my colleague, Kwekwa Asante, who is with our legal affairs desk, has been combing through the 165-page document and joins me with details on the line. Kwekwa, first, remind us briefly of the antecedent of this particular matter and how that ended up, Ashraj.
So, Grace, you will recall, and our audience also may recall, that in the last few years in particular, Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa of North Town has been releasing a series of documents purporting to show payments that have been made from state coffers for the construction of the National Cathedral. The $312 million project, as we now know it, have become that subject of major controversy, because Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa had also claimed that the project did not get parliamentary approval in terms of the releases that were being made. The former finance minister, Ken Ofori-Atta, continued to release sums up until the time that he was relieved of office earlier this year. So Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa, really not happy about the turn of events, plus also allegations that certain monies have been paid into private hands, decided to petition Shraj. It has taken months. Shraj has looked at evidence that has presented before it, including some exhibits presented by some of the Black lawyers of Reverend Kusi Boateng as well, and a number of other documents that Shraj, the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, did follow and has now arrived at this conclusion. So that is the brief facts concerning this matter, Grace.
Interesting there. Now, again, on what basis does Shraj find that the contract was illegally awarded and therefore must be terminated?
So Shraj says that this contract should have also gotten concurrent approval from the Center Review Committee. In fact, I quote from the findings of the committee, from Shraj. It says, this contract was awarded by the Board of Trustees to the contractor without recourse to the concurrent approval by the Central Tender Review Committee, a key requirement of the Procurement Act having regards to the contract sum. It continues that the National Cathedral of Ghana did not strictly comply with the rules of public procurement provided for under Act 668 as amended by Act 914 when it purported to select and award the contract for the construction of the National Cathedral to Ribadi Limited. The contract awarded to Ribadi Company Limited for the construction of the National Cathedral is therefore illegal and void ab initio. The procurement breaches that occasioned the award of the contract to Ribadi Company Limited raises reasonable suspicion of corruption and corruption-related offenses. And so if you read the full report, SHRAG does a detailed work in terms of reviewing the public procurement laws and actually arrives at the conclusion that not only was this contract awarded illegally, the process leading up to this was simply done in a manner that were not consistent with the Public Procurement Act, for which reason it has come to the conclusion that this $312 million project contract awarded to Ribadi is void. It's supposed to say that the contract was void right from the start, and there's actually no legal contract as we speak.
Now, Shraj says the Board of Trustees, which we all know are made up of top Christian leaders, must be investigated and possibly prosecuted. First,
right. Well, yes, according to this work done by Mr. Wittal, who is the commissioner of Shraj, it has listed a number of top Christian leaders who all served at the Board of Trustees at one time, some of them still serving on the board, and referred them to the special prosecutor for them to be investigated and possibly prosecuted. I read, it says, the commission is making a referral of this case to the Office of the Special Prosecutor or the Attorney General for further investigations and prosecution of the Board of Trustees and members of the National Cathedral, if necessary. The commission notes in particular that under Section 3A of the Office of the Special Prosecutor Act, the office is mandated to investigate and prosecute cases of alleged or suspected corruption and corruption-related offenses. This call for investigation and subsequent prosecution is necessary and is directed at the Board of Trustees, who are members as of 2021, and Dr. Paul Opoku Mensah, Executive Director of the National Cathedral of Ghana. So for emphasis, these are the members that Shraj is asking for them to be investigated and possibly prosecuted. Apostle Professor Opoku Nina, who then at some point was the chairman of the Church of Pentecost, who chaired the Board of Trustees, Shraj says he must be investigated and possibly prosecuted. Archbishop Charles Palmabaco, that is the Metropolitan Catholic Archbishop of Cape Coast, the Vice Chair of this Board of Trustees, Most Reverend Bishop Justice Ofea Kofi, Anglican.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bishop, Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Marty, a former moderator of the Presbyterian Church, Most Reverend T.K. Awatri Pratt, presiding bishop of the Methodist Church, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, presiding Archbishop and General Overseer of Action Chapel International, Reverend Dr. Joyce Ayi, Bishop Dark Heward Mills, Reverend Eastwood Anaba, Reverend Victor Kusibuatin, and Reverend Dr. Frimpong Mansu. It must be stated that as of now, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, Bishop Dark Heward Mills, Reverend Eastwood Anaba, and a number of these top Christian leaders have resigned from the Board of Trustees. But because of their alleged conduct on this, the Shraj investigation has come to the point that they did conduct themselves in a way that evinces some investigation to be done. And then ultimately, if there's the need for prosecution for these top Christian leaders to be investigated and prosecuted, then that should be done.
Okay, interesting. So would wait to find how this ends up. But there was one critical aspect of this whole issue when it came up. It was about the conflict of interest allegation against Reverend Kusibuatin. How did Shraj, you know, come to a conclusion on this particular matter?
So if you look at the key findings of Shraj, it says that the fourth respondent, which is Reverend Victor Kusibuatin, actually, let me quote, it says, Reverend Kusi Boateng, aka Kwabena Edu Jemfi, does not hold two different passports, each bearing one of his two names with different dates of birth on each document. There is no Victor Kusi Boateng in the passport database, and Reverend Victor Kusi Boateng has rather been issued four ordinary passports, three of which have expired, and one diplomatic passport under his name, Kwabena Edu Jemfi, with the same date of birth. The fourth respondent, again, that is Reverend Kusi Boateng, as board director of the National Cathedral and the fifth respondent company, did not put himself in a position where his personal interest conflicted or was likely to conflict with the performance of the functions of his office, as no transaction for the provision of services existed between the National Cathedral and fifth respondent. And all this is about some 2.6 million cedis paid by the National Cathedral to JNS Talent Company Limited, a company owned by Reverend Victor Kusi Boateng, and a claim had been made that this money was for no work done, and given that Reverend Victor Kusi Boateng was secretary and this insider dealing of a sort was going on between the two, it was something that it should have been dealt with. Schatz concludes by saying that only what happened was that Reverend Victor Kusi Boateng advanced a $2.6 million loan, just 2.6 million cedi loan, which was interest free to the National Cathedral of Ghana, which was actually subsequently paid back, and that there was no conflict of interest. Of course, it does not go into the other matters that have gone to court and the court have dealt with in terms of double identity, etc. But it strictly deals with the matter of the passport as well as the 2.6 million cedis paid from the National Cathedral of Ghana to the respondent company, that is JNS Talent, owned by Reverend Victor Kusi Boateng. So, Grace, these are the major findings that Schrage has come to when it comes to this matter.
Grateful to you, Kweku Asante. We'll try and get the petitioner himself, Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa, and get some more details and speak to him on what he makes of this particular report. But let's speak to a private legal petitioner to understand what these issues are. We have been joined on the line by Bobby Banson, who is a lawyer. I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, Schrage is clearing your client because you were a lawyer for Reverend Victor Kusi Boateng here. Should it be coming to you as good news, I guess? That's good news for you, isn't it?
We all can have different opinions, but we all cannot not have different facts. The facts are very clear. You petition that the Prophet Victor Kusi Boateng has two passports, one bearing Victor Kusi Boateng, another bearing Kwabena Edu Jemfi. You didn't provide evidence of those passports in your own petition. You petitioned that he has collected money for doing some work. The evidence showed that he gave a financial assistance at all points in time with the communication between the National Cathedral himself. And he doesn't own JNS. He's only a director of JNS. He doesn't own it. Indicated that they were aware that he's the same person. Letters were written requesting for those. All those facts were there. So there cannot be different facts. At the end of the day, Schrage has come up with their conclusion, their findings of fact, which says that all the allegations made against him were not supported by the evidence on record. And I believe that it settles the matter of all the hullabaloo that has been made against the personality of the Prophet Victor Kusi Boateng. This should bring an end to this matter.
Does your client intend to take any action against the MP following these findings by Schrage?
There's already an action in court, a defamation suit on the basis of these allegations that have been made. And so that matter is proceeding, so I'll not be able to speak to it.
Schrage again says, and I want to quote this, Schrage says, it is noteworthy that the other allegation contained in the complainant 09 March 2023 letter, which revolve around the fourth respondent allegedly making false statement or declaration in order to obtain two tax identification numbers in both 2013 and 2016, are matters falling outside the mandate areas of the commission and thus will not be delved into. This is particularly so because the relevant time at which the purported act were allegedly taken, the fourth respondent was not a public officer. The fourth respondent only became a public officer in March 2017 when the National Cathedral Board was inaugurated. Then it concludes to say, accordingly, the commission is making a referral to the Attorney General of this allegation for investigation and necessary action.
That matter, the GRA said they're already investigating it. There was a letter they issued which was made public. All the cooperation has been given to the relevant state agencies. If they would find anything wrong with it, I'm sure we will deal with it. So far, there has not been any finding of anything that has been done wrongly. I will not go into the details because the GRA said they are investigating. The timelines are very key as to what law became applicable when and what law criminalized it. All of it has been made available. Shaj mentioned that the first one was obtained in 2013, the second one was obtained in 2016. The law that says that it was illegal for one person to have two things came into effect at a later date. And those matters are before the state entities that said they are investigating these matters. And so, as it stands now, if you go to GRA website, I'm sure you'd see that they would say that if any person has two tax identification numbers, you can link them. Or if you have a Ghana card, the Ghana card is what replaces the TIN. And so all these matters are before the relevant state agencies, and I'm sure they'll finish with their investigations if there's anything worth investigating at all.
Can you stay with me because I'll need some input from you later on. Let me bring in Samuel Okudjo-Tablakwa. He is the man who sent the petition to Shraj and has been championing this particular case. I'm grateful to you.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for joining us. Yeah. Now, first off, how do you react to these findings by Shraj?
Well, these are very far-reaching findings. Shraj is confirming that the National Cathedral Board of Trustees did not follow due process, that they violated our procurement laws. They are saying that the contract awarded to Rebadi is illegal, is void, ab initio. Shraj is also recommending the prosecution of members of the Board of Trustees. These are very, very damning, explosive findings. And it confirms all the issues that we had raised. This whole project started on the basis of deception, a grand attempt to mislead the general public, the clergy, and the Almighty. You recall the president said that they were not using public funds. This was a private project. Shraj has confirmed what we discovered, that apparently on the blind side of Parliament, on the blind side of all of us, contrary to the assurances we had been given, this project was a public project which was being massively, overwhelmingly funded by taxpayer funds. And the shocking levels of lack of transparency, lack of accountability. And Shiraj is saying in his report that they have basis, the massive breach in our procurement laws gives Shiraj the basis to conclude that there is reasonable grounds for corruption and corruption-related offenses to have occurred. And that is why Shraj is calling for prosecution. Shraj is saying that the Auditor General should quickly move in and conduct a forensic audit. Shraj is also saying that it is absolutely crucial that there is a value for money audit, that what they see, the amount of money expended, does not really convince them that the $58 million spent on this project, what we should be seeing is what we are seeing. That's the world's most expensive pit, as it has now been christened. That should not have the value of $58 million. So this is a very, very damning report which confirms all the things we have been talking about, and those who sought to create the impression that we were just engaged in propaganda and that we didn't have any basis for the criticism against the National Cathedral Project. I believe that the evidence, what Shraj has put forth, should settle the matter.
I mean, your point is about getting to the bottom of this matter. Now, Shraj says the Board of Trustees, these men of God, should be investigated and prosecuted. Was that something that you were looking for? And this you know, recommendation coming out of Shraj, how do you expect it to be handled?
We live in a country of laws. Mm-hmm. Nobody is above the law. And it is not the wish of anybody that people are prosecuted or are put in a situation that they will have to answer for, you know, their infractions against the law. That is why in the very early days, when some of us cautioned and launched appeals upon appeals, that please, let's follow due process. Let's come to Parliament. Let's get approvals. Let's go to the PPA. You remember many years ago, I did an RTI to the PPA. The PPA confirmed that this project had not been brought before them. We were sounding the alarm bells many, many years ago. That was an opportunity after that RTI request for the National Cathedral Board of Trustees, for the government, to just do the right thing. But they were so intransigent. They kept on just blowing our money. Kari Summers ended up with $6 million. David Ajayi had over $30 million. I mean, they were just on a spending spree. And here we are.
David Ajayi's payment was 32 million cedis.
Yes, 32 million cedis. Yeah. Yes. Now, here we are. Mm. And mind you, that the 32 million cedis, by the way, was the first payment. There was another $5.7 million for the variation that he did when he added a restaurant to the original design. So it goes beyond the 32 million cedis. But you see, the point is that due process, get procurement approval, get parliamentary approvals. I mean, and let's discuss this. If you want to do a national project, they should have started with a national discussion. Then we all agree. Okay. Even the site for this project, should we have demolished all of those iconic buildings we demolished? The Judicial Training Institute, the judges' bungalows, the scholarship secretariat, the passport head office, the bungalows of Shraj, now who is going to compensate all those people? Some of them are in court demanding compensation.
So it's your expectation that this Board of Trustees should be prosecuted in accordance to what Shraj is recommending?
The Shraj recommendations will have to be implemented.
Okay. All right.
Because why should we engage in a pick and choose?
Okay. But Reverend, your issues about conflict of interest against Reverend Victor Boateng was found to be meritless.
Yes, that aspect of the Shraj report is strange indeed. You have Shraj, when you read the report, say that they didn't have documentation and that they share levels of bad corporate governance. Mm. It's shocking that they didn't write minutes. And they even say that the only document they brought to justify that transfer of the 2.6 million was after the fact. When the money had already been transferred.
But the report says the IFC provided evidence that there was a transfer of 2.6 million from the Reverend's company to the National Cathedral as an interest-free loan. So that really did not amount to a conflict of interest. Don't you think it's about time you apologize to him?
Apologize for what? the double identity scam he engaged in is the government of this issue. Until this expose, who knew in Ghana that he was operating two different identities? Nobody knew. And that is the foundation of this matter.
Okay.
The foundation of this matter. And that remember, that is a matter that has been settled by the High Court.
Okay.
Read the Human Rights Court judgment on this matter. The court was very clear that his conduct borders on criminality. I will send a copy of the judgment to you. I'll forward it to you right now. I have a soft copy. So what should I apologize for? A matter that has been settled by a High Court.
Okay, all right. I'm grateful to you. Let me bring in Adam Senanu, who is an anti-corruption campaign. Adam, what do you expect to happen next?
Sorry,
what do you expect to happen next based on the recommendations by Shraj?
Well, I mean, there are two substantive things I see there. First, that they indicate they do not have the competency to tell whether Ghana has received value.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For money, considering the huge sums of money expended to date. And so they would recommend that the Auditor General get into a value for money audit. I think it is a substantive recommendation, and I believe that the Auditor General is well seized to be able to do that, and so they should. The second one was to recommend investigation and prosecution because certain procurement laws have been breached. They specifically mentioned Act 663. And I think that there again, it may, at the end of the day, benefit some of the board members if they tend to be exonerated. So the investigation must come on to find out whether this breach of procurement laws was intentional or not. And to the extent of its breaches, whatever sanctions need to be applied may have to be considered. It's extremely embarrassing and disappointing because in the first instance, I assume that a board of this nature should have been composed to have the necessary procurement and other expertise. Obviously, that does not appear to have happened. And the caliber and stature of the persons make this quite, you know, embarrassing and a disappointment. I wish they had consulted appropriately to prevent these kind of things from happening.
I'm grateful for that particular point in that point. But if you look at the extent that they said they were not able to even provide minutes of board meetings, what should this finding by Shraj inform our state boards going forward?
Honestly, I can't understand why would compose boards purely of clergymen when we know that the work of a board has very technical elements. I mean, they are the strategic elements, they are the financial projections, the approvals. Going forward, you need to make sure that the boards we compose are boards that have the kind of expertise to deliver on the mandates that are, you know, written out for them. And we don't need to learn this lesson several times over.
Okay.
Right. And also, I think that it's clear that nobody is above the law. And therefore, if you get into a position of a board, you need to ensure that you understand what is required of you.
Okay.
I think all that right. Training is also necessary for board members.
All right.
There are many spaces where persons may not have a pure experience or exposure and therefore come and they are going to make a mess of what is required. So these are some of the things that we ought to be looking at going forward.
All right. I'm grateful to you for coming in for me. Adam Senanu is an anti-corruption campaigner. We also heard from lawyer for Reverend Victor Kusi-Boateng, Bobby Bunsen, and Samuel Okudjo-Tablako. I'm grateful to you, gentlemen, for joining us. This has been Top Story, brought to you always by Telcel, Connecting Energies, and Holy Incense I Pray, and Coil Enjoy Holy Sleep. Up next is Newsnight.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.